Charlotte Bemker is joining us now on the Sunrise Morning Show. She's Institutional Advancement and Development Associate at Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Covington. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
So I know that your annual campaign kickoff dinner is coming up. What is that?
Our annual campaign kickoff dinner is where we invite our friends to bring a friend and join us for a fast-paced evening where we fellowship, we have food and cocktails, and we talk about the services that we provide. We also present two awards that evening. We have the Marcella Strateger Award and the Community Partner Award.
Okay, now give us the details of where and when this is.
Okay, the event happens on October 2nd, so we're just a little over a week out at, it's at the St. Barbara Sterling Center, which is the venue for St. Barbara's Church.
Got it. Okay, I think many listeners would be familiar with that parish. It's one of the bigger ones in the Diocese of Covington. Who's going to be the keynote speaker?
We're really excited about this. Father John Sterling, who actually is the pastor at St. Barb's, he'll be our keynote for the evening.
Very nice. And what is the goal for the annual campaign, Charlotte?
Well, there's several goals, but the two focuses are, one is to raise awareness for the different services we provide. Catholic Charities has been serving the Diocese of Covington for 86 years, and a lot of people don't know how many different ministries we have and how many people we serve. So that's the first one. Our second one is a big whopping goal of $250,000. We're trying to raise that much for our annual campaign.
$250,000. What will that money go to support?
Well, that's really important for our donors to know that there is a name and face with every dollar that's donated to Catholic Charities. We have four pillars of ministry, which include child and family services, counseling services, community outreach, and housing services.
And, you know, one of the things that we have talked about with our regular visits with Catholic Charities for the Diocese of Covington, one of the ones that we've talked about a lot, and I guess this is standing out in my mind right now because of some stories recently. I know that there are governors getting together and trying to work on the opioid crisis and the heroin crisis. And I think that that is one of the more important. I mean, everything that you do is important, don't get me wrong. But that one seems like a very urgent need that Covington Charities has been working on.
You know what? I couldn't agree with you more. It's in the news every day. And our services are more relevant now, I think, than they've ever been, especially in that area. And whether it's our PAL group, which is a support group for the families who are experiencing addiction, or our counseling services, we are in schools. We're in 10 Catholic schools and 5 public schools, and we teach kids asset-building, self-esteem, problem-solving skills. We teach all these programs to help kids deal with what we're facing. I mean, there was a boy in Cincinnati that was 8 years old and committed suicide. That's just uncomprehendable. And when you think of what our kids are facing, and with this drug epidemic, giving them the skills they need is just really important. And that's something that we do focus on.
And not to mention helping family members who are trying to help their loved ones get through this.
That's right, because it is a disease, and there's a face to everyone that has this problem, and it is someone's loved one. And if we can just give people the skills that they need and hope, I mean, that's what the PAL program talks a lot about, is hope and the support that they need to get through that crisis that they're facing.
Absolutely. Charlotte, remind us of the details of this kickoff dinner.
Okay, it's October 2nd, and it is at St. Barbara's Sterling Center in Erlanger, Kentucky. It starts at 5:30 with cocktails and a reception, and then at 6:15 we start the dinner and program. If anybody wants to make reservations, they still can. We're accepting reservations through the 26th. There is no charge for the dinner. Of course, we are asking for donations, though.
Sure.
And they can visit us on our website at www.covingtoncharities.org.
Covingtoncharities.org. We'll have that linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. Charlotte, do you have any idea what's on the menu by any chance?
I do. And so the scripture verse we go with for the evening is, they sowed the fields and planted the vineyards and that yield a fruitful harvest. So it's called the Table of Plenty, where we will have plenty of food, plenty of donors, and plenty of people needing our help. So that's kind of what we're going with. And the menu ties right in with that, and it is going to be catered by McHale's, and they have wonderful food, and it's going to be hand-carved apple-glazed pork loin and a top round of beef and garlic mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and a vegetable medley and salad.
And so it's free.
It's going to be a nice, plentiful feast to start the fall off with.
That's incredible. Again, listeners, if you want to register RSVP for this free dinner and make a donation to the Diocese of Covington's Catholic Charities, go to covingtoncharities.org. covingtoncharities.org. We'll have it linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. Charlotte, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, and you have a great day.